She's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, I saved my
good morning, DF Dub. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing, with your host, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard. What is up? Lane Lewis.
Good morning.
And me, Sybil. What is up? Hi. We're here every Saturday morning taking your phone calls, 877-881-1053, and your Autoflex Leasing fan texts at 43733. And as always, you can and should call Autoflex if you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As always, you can go to autoflex.com, see all of our great pre-owned cars, set up test drives, which is really important this time of year. Because if you go test drive a car anywhere else, you're going to burn your fingers on the paddle that turns the car off and on. Anyway, if you set up a test drive with Autoflex, we'll have it parked in the shade with the air conditioning on when you get there. That's part of the service.
Love it. And if it's one of those cars that has seat coolers, like AC in the seats, you can have that turned on.
That'd yes.
So make sure you schedule that test drive before you head out there. And you can line up all the different cars you want to drive side by side. You don't have to drive just one. You can drive as many as you want.
Well, and if you wanted to drive a Toyota, a Ford, a Mazda, and a Mercedes, we can line them all up side by side again for you.
I love it.
Really easy.
Later in the show, we're going to ask, does your car really understand you? Because nowadays it seems like cars have a mind of their own. So we'll find out if your car really does understand you. But first, Ford and GM.
You know, it's sort of interesting. What's your integrity worth? That's the question, because Ford now has admitted that before they rank their heavy-duty pickups for gross vehicle weight rating, GVWR, and that's a big thing in the commercial truck business, to have a higher GVWR so that commercial truck users will buy your truck because it will carry more. Well, guess what Ford has admitted to doing? They remove some non-essential things before they weigh their truck, because the truck has, because of the suspension, the tires, and the drivetrain, it has a weight rating that is a maximum number. In other words, the truck plus this many pounds of carrying capacity gives you the gross vehicle weight rating, GVWR. Well, now Ford has admitted that they remove a few things before they do the before they weigh their truck. And here's how they do it. They take off the back bumper. They take out the radio. They take out the console. And several other items that may or may not be on the truck when the new buyer gets it. Now, do you know anyone that orders a truck without a back bumper, without a console, without a radio? I'm
no.
just saying.
Nope.
So, anyway, Chevrolet, and this all came to light because Chevrolet this year started doing the same thing.
Well, I mean, that's just kind of messing over your customer, really, because then if they put the 6,500 pounds or whatever it is they're allowed to carry, but they didn't take the bumper off or the center console out, or certainly I'm not taking the radio out of my car. Doesn't that put them in a safety problem
well,
or something?
They're saying, and I love this, they're saying that it gives their customer the flexibility to add additional equipment if they wish to, like the back bumper and the console, I swear to God, and the radio.
If you want a steering wheel,
I would like to know,
we'll put it in.
Is a rear bumper mandatory on a vehicle?
No.
Not even to pass an inspection?
No. Nope.
Not to pass our
Texas. Not on a truck. Nope. You can buy a truck without a back bumper.
Makes no sense.
Yeah, and every once in a while you'll see one headed down the road without one. They have the license plate attached somewhere else to the back of the truck, because you got to have a license plate with a light back there.
Ah.
But you don't have to have a back bumper. And the other thing is you can have people change out back bumpers on trucks according to what they're going to haul, because sometimes they've got maybe a heavier load they're going to haul, so they put a heavier bumper on there. But the fact that they remove all those things before the GVWR rating is issued, it's cheating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's cheating. And here's the thing. Last year, we found out that Ford had fudged on the C-Max efficiency, miles per gallon. They rated the C-Max trucks, the Transits, higher than they actually were. And you know, Hyundai, in 2011, and Hyundai paid a steep price, and so did Ford when they got caught speeding on that. But here we are again with the back bumper and the console and the radio being removed to raise the effective weight that the truck will carry. The final suggestion, they said, was that customers should weigh their truck on a scale if they believe they're getting close to the pickup's GVWR.
Because now, we all have a scale that size, just
handy. Well, where can we go? That's a good question. Where could we go to weigh
Just bring them to my house. We'll put them on the scale. This is true. I mean, this is a true story.
So annoying.
Well, it's just...
Trust no one.
Here's the thing. You think... People don't think about big corporations cheating.
Right.
But they do amazing things to try to beat their bragging rights. It's all bragging rights. Our truck hauls more. Our truck gets better gas mileage. Which brings me to the next thing. The 2015 Ford truck. It's all aluminum. It's going to weigh 700 pounds less. And their hope is that they actually can beat Dodge Ram's miles per gallon rating, the efficiency rating of the gasoline rating on a Dodge Ram, which is right now, 2014, Dodge Ram has the highest MPG rating at 25 on the highway and 18 in the city. Ford is down around 23 now. Oh, by the way, the total difference in that weight rating with Ford was 3%. That's 0.03 of the total weight. So is it worth giving up your integrity for 3%?
No.
You know, and I love Ford. Ford's good product, good truck. But I question those decisions they make like that, because if you cheat, you cheat.
Right.
You know? So anyway, Ford's new F-150 is going after the Ram truck MPG rating, because Ram right now has the highest gasoline rating of any vehicle out there, of any light truck out there. And Ford is doing it by cutting 700 pounds out of the vehicle. They're going to have an SFE package, which is a super fuel economy package, which will have a 2.7 liter twin turbo V6 and 17 inch wheels, by the way, which are small wheels for a truck. But that will give them the efficiency they believe to catch the Ram.
They raised the price, right?
Up to $3,615.
For the aluminum one?
Yeah. Anywhere, they're going to raise the price on the truck anywhere from $360 on your base model all the way up to $3,615 on the platinum model. So, and there's a big spread, but they're also dropping a lot of the lines that they had in 14. They're no longer going to make a Tremor, a Raptor, an STX, an FX2, an FX4, and a Limited.
I love the Raptors.
Well, and they're going to probably bring that back in 2016, they say. But as of right now, it's going to be a Limited. It's not going to be built in 15. But they're going to look at it. Like you say, it's one of the most popular vehicles they make. It's athletes love them.
They do.
Because they're so big.
Yeah.
And they fit in them.
And they're tough looking.
Oh,
is that
are.
Common for a manufacturer just to skip 1 year?
It can be. And it's because they are working on the base vehicle, working on getting out a good product, working on making sure that everything they've got now works before they start expanding that line again.
Gotcha.
Well, there's your sign. I've always said, don't buy the first year model out of the box. But
right. Let them get all the kinks worked out.
Well,
you know, I don't.
That's me.
I don't
not
think
everybody's like that.
Yeah, I don't think there's near as much of that as there used to be.
Yeah.
If you go back into the 50s and 60s, it was absolutely true. The first year model, lots of problems. But they just don't have that many problems on vehicles anymore.
Well, that's like when the first iPhone came out. The people who waited around for the next level iPhone ended up getting all kinds of better quality. And yeah. The people had the first one had to do the updates.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Again, we have the smartest listeners in the world. You can weigh your vehicle at just about any truck stop. So
all I ever do is use the restroom and buy a soda pop.
Yeah.
And some corn nuts, because that means we're on a road trip.
I think you can shower there, but I never have.
I know. I do. They have those showers.
Oh, that would be scary. I thought about that, but I didn't realize those were for public use. I thought you had to have maybe a commercial driver's license.
I'm sure they're
I bet they charge.
A charge to use.
Yeah, I bet they charge. Sure. Oh, we'll find out, because our fan texter
will
text back in.
I'm sure they will, yes. We have lots of truck drivers that actually listen.
But you're not allowed to text while you're driving.
To the show.
43733 is the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, and we have to go make a rest stop. So we'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Lane Lewis, and me, Sybil. Phone number to the studio, 877-881-1053, or send us your AutoFlex Leasing Fan text at 43733. And as always, you can and should call AutoFlex. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. Lots of 234s there. And also, AutoFlex.com. By the way, the stories that we're doing on the air, and especially we're going to do a story a little later on the safest cars for teenagers from the Highway Service. They've published a list, and it's a very long list. If you want to see all of those cars, AutoFlex Leasing Facebook, because that's where we published all these stories, and that's where you can see the entire list of cars in case you're thinking about a second car, a pre-owned car, the safest cars, and the price range on those.
Mm-hmm. One of the stories we just talked about was how some of the manufacturers are starting to lighten the load in their trucks so that they can get better ratings, and somebody said, and they told the customers, well, you can go weigh your truck if you want to. So we asked the question, well, who has a scale that big? Somebody, AutoFlex Leasing Fan, texted us and said, you can do it at pretty much any truck stop, to which I said, wouldn't you have to have a CDL? And he said, nope, you don't have to have one. 90% of those scales at the truck stops are free. So that's good info to know.
And if you're watching your weight, that means that you could roll on to the, you know, the scale and weigh while you're in your car and then hop out of the car and get the difference, and then you'd know what your weight was doing.
You could.
Yeah, so you wouldn't have to buy a bathroom scale that way.
Exactly.
Sounds like a deal. But relating to the story about these vehicles, we picked on Ford, and we failed to mention that GM also removes parts before they weigh their pickups to boost their payload ratings.
Yeah, so that's how it all started, yeah.
Apparently Toyota and Dodge, Ram do not, but
that's
Ford
right.
and GM are cheater, cheater, pumpkin eaters.
Yeah, and we have another fan text from a truck driver. We love our truck drivers on this show. You guys are so great about texting in and letting us know about things going on the road. And also, what it's like to try to survive with the rest of the idiots out there driving around when you're out there making a living.
Right.
We appreciate you.
So, Generation Y, new study says that they are now buying more cars than the Gen Xers.
Which is sort of crazy. The Gen Xers are older.
Yeah.
But the Gen Yers have now eclipsed the Gen Xers in buying cars. So, if you're Gen Y, that means you were born between 65 and 76. Pardon me, if you're Gen X. Gen X, 65 to 76. Gen Y, 77 to 94.
Gen Y is not even up to listen to this radio show.
No, yet. They're probably all asleep right now.
Hey, some of us are here.
Are you a Y-er?
Yeah, both Lane and I are. Actually, I'm kind of on the cusp. I was born in 78, so I'm right there on the edge.
Okay. I would be asleep if I wasn't here.
Exactly.
There's no question about it.
Me too.
Right again. Now, the other thing that I thought was interesting, okay, first of all, I think these kids have got a lot different time growing up than certainly the baby boomers did. The baby boomers are 46 to 64. And when we grew up, the chief thing in life when you were a teenager was to get your driver's license.
Mm-hmm,
that was the when you turned 16, you were going to be down at the driver's license place getting your driver's license.
And you've been saving up for a car and planning for that car and
taking driver's ed, practicing behind the wheel of your parents' car.
Right.
So
maybe taking your parents' car out at night after they go to sleep at night.
She's shaking her head no.
I'm guilty of that.
You had to remember to unscrew the odometer so they couldn't see how many miles. Yeah.
We ran it completely out of gas, brought it back. I don't know how they didn't figure it out.
Well, they did figure it out. They weren't stupid.
They didn't whip my butt.
Anyway, but what we've seen, I mean, the kids growing up now, younger people, have got big student loans that we didn't have to, because we paid for some of us paid our way through college. Some of us were lucky enough to have our parents pay our way through, but none of us, for the most part, borrowed big amounts of money to get through school, unless you were in doctorate school.
Right.
Unless you were going for a doctorate. So the kids now have big student loans to pay. The other thing is they're all in touch with each other without having to see each other.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because they can text, they can Skype, they can iPhone, they can do whatever they want to do. And maybe they just don't need to get together as much as we did, but we all got together.
That's
that was
right.
our
we
big
would
deal.
Go hang out together.
At Sonic.
That
was a big night out.
Whether we did that or we go, you know, do our little bonfire out at the lake on the weekends or whatever, but we definitely gathered together in crowds. We were dangerous.
Interestingly enough, a third of 19-year-olds hadn't gotten their driver's licenses when they turned 16. If you looked at boomers in 83, only 17% of them hadn't, which means 83% of them had.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big, big difference in the way kids look at cars. But the interesting thing is the Gen Yers are actually buying cars at a higher rate than the Gen Xers, which are older than them. Kids are moving back toward getting cars again. I think everyone does want a car, and I think everyone would like the ability to get where they need to get when they want
it's
to get
freedom.
There. If you live in a big city, like if you live in New York, you don't need a car because you got public transportation. You got the subway. Everybody uses it. You got the transit system. But if you live in Dallas, you can't get around without a car.
Well,
so true.
You could get around, but from a close friend's experience, she said, because her car was in the shop for a couple of months, and she had no other way. You know, mm-hmm. The financial burden of renting a car was not going to work for her. So she took public transportation. She said, I can get around, but it takes 3 times longer to do anything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that
always
makes sense.
Because you're waiting on the bus schedule.
Yep.
Right.
And you're on someone else's schedule.
Exactly.
Or the DART. And I think DART's
maybe
convenient. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I think DART's maybe the coolest thing in the world because, I mean, I've used it to go downtown before. I could actually take a DART all the way to Corinth if I wanted to now. And pretty soon you'll be able to take a DART all the way from the airport to the intersection of 75 and George Bush. So it's crazy how that's going to work, and it's going to be good. But at the same time, what if you need to go somewhere that's half a mile off that line?
In Plano.
Yeah.
Well, then you get on the bus, because this is what she did. To go north and south, she was on the DART.
Mm-hmm.
And then to go into town, east or west, it was bus.
Well, this is what's, I guess this, you just answered my question, because I was going to say, most of us in DFW live in a suburb. Not
right.
Very many people live in, you know, Dallas proper, like downtown. And I think that, to get to the DART, how would you get there? I mean,
right.
McKinney doesn't have a public transport system. So if I was ever
or bus.
Well, okay.
But then where do you park your bike?
How hot is
you
it going to be
the
today?
DART with you.
It's going to be 101 or 102,
not
something like that.
Are you going to hop on a bicycle today?
Well, if
not
you have
long.
To, yes. And, you know, yeah, if you have to, yes.
As long as it's okay for you to show up sweaty wherever
you're
going.
But why do you think they're building all of these communities right on the DART line?
Oh, I didn't realize they were.
Oh,
sure.
Yes. All of those apartments with the retail space on the first floor,
mm-hmm.
ground floor, and then all of the apartments above. And if you go up and down that DART line, up and down Greenville, you will see that. In fact, I just drove by where they're building the huge State Farm complex
mm-hmm.
at George Bush and Plano Road, which is just, you know, a block from Greenville,
right.
where the DART is. Huge apartment building along with the State Farm complex.
Right.
And then they've got all the stuff that's going on down there by the DART. So they can get around everywhere.
And the reason State Farm chose that location was because they got a DART line approved from DFW right to that location. So mm-hmm. State Farm's people can fly in from all over the country, get on a bus or get on a DART train and go all the way to headquarters without having to rent a car.
Or take a taxi.
So if they've got day meetings or whatever,
mm-hmm.
they can get all the way from the airport to their main office and back again without having to take a car, which is really handy.
Smart planning. We have some more AutoFlex Leasing fan texters, and I was going to bring this up. This is absolutely true. You don't even have to go to your buddy's house to play the video games.
Oh.
We had to have the friends over to play Atari.
Yeah.
And Pong.
Super Mario Brothers.
I might be a baby boomer.
In a Nintendo cartridge that you had to... blow on before you put it in?
Yeah, but see, that was after I'd outgrown the video games already.
Oh.
Space Invaders.
Exactly. Galactica. Pac-Man.
Donkey right. Kong and Frogger.
And here's a good one. Most of us Gen Yers have little kids that don't let us sleep late. That's true. Which one's younger, X or Y?
Y.
Oh, okay. Well, then they're having... Okay, so they're getting up early. It's the single Gen Yers that are still asleep.
Another Gen Yer is up and working on his birthday. Boo.
But happy birthday
to you.
Yes.
Happy birthday to you.
And thanks for supporting the economy.
That's right.
Yes.
One more AutoFlex Leasing fan text. My theory on why Generation Y doesn't get their license is because they sit at home, tweet face spacing, and don't have to visit people in person anymore.
Well,
which is kind of what we've
that's
been
really
talking
a whole
about.
Lot. Yeah.
It's true.
I don't know. All right. Buy a car.
Yeah.
And if you need to buy a car, did we mention AutoFlex Leasing?
You know, I don't think we have. And you should especially talk to AutoFlex about their Save Money Monday cars, because there's always good specials going on before they go to auction. We
That's
offer
right.
for one day to the public, you can get a really good deal.
You know, and it's really the diversity of the cars that we offer people on Monday, this Monday, is just like it is every week. There's everything from SUVs to sports cars to luxury vehicles to very inexpensive vehicles. So if you're thinking about a pre-owned car, save money Mondays. You can go to autoflexleasing.com, click on the specials, and you can see all those Save Money Monday cars there, especially if you're a Gen Yer and that's what you do instead of drive. But if you're a boomer and you actually drive, you could go to one of the Autoflex locations and test drive those cars right there. Call them in advance. Tell them you want the air conditioning on.
Yes.
Good day for it.
Mm-hmm. And it's autoflex.com to see those cars. So we've been talking about youngsters driving. Doesn't that make me sound old to say it like that? And it turns out that teens are driving a lot like their parents.
Yeah, you know, you learn a lot from your parents, but what this study told us is that parents don't drive near as well as we thought they did.
Right.
You teach your children three ways: by example, and by example. Okay? But here's what they found. They found that parents, when they drove, 86% of them are guilty of talking on a cell phone.
Oh, yeah.
80% are guilty of speeding.
That's my mom, and I inherited that from her.
You learned it from her.
The lead foot, yeah.
40% text and drive. There's those Gen Y parents.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Gen Y.
34% drive after consuming alcohol.
Great. Mm-hmm.
And 21% drive without a seatbelt. That's unbelievable.
That's
to me.
Really crazy.
Now,
I don't get that at all.
That's what the kids said their parents did. 83% of the teens said their parents engaged in unsafe activities while driving. Guess what?
Less than that said of the parents said that they actually did?
Yes. Yeah, a lot less. Now, 84% said that they had modified their driving habits and behaviors when asked by their teenagers to do so. Who's the parent here?
Right.
Okay. Well, but teens call their bluffs on over half of that. Worse than that, 28% of the parents justify their actions, and another 12% just ignore the kids. Does that sound familiar?
Yes. My mom, she's always been a speed demon, and I remember I was probably 8 years old, and she was taking me and my best friend at the time to go eat dinner, and the way she was driving, my friend had to make my mom pull over, and she got sick because my mom, I guess it was like a roller coaster is how crazy she was driving. So she ended up losing her lunch.
Wow.
Isn't
nice.
That funny? But her mom drove a station wagon and just like creeped along. So that's what she was used to. So my mom was cooler. Boom.
Okay. Autoflex Leasing fan text. Should I lease or should I get a 7-year loan? That's a good question.
Should I lease to own or get a 7-year loan? Because we do have a lease-to-own program.
Here's the thing. How long are you going to keep the car? Because most people finance a car for 5 or 6 or 7 years, but they don't keep the car that long. And if you're financing a car for that long, you're paying a ton of interest that you don't have to pay, and you're paying a lot more per month than you would have to pay if you leased the car. So the loan payments are going to be higher than the lease payments. And if you trade the car before it's paid for, you're always going to have a payment. If you've always going to have a payment, then the lease makes more sense because the lease payment's going to be less. Now, if you're going to keep the car 10 years, and everyone says they're going to, most people don't, but if you are, then you should buy the car. I would still maybe suggest a shorter term loan, though. If you can't afford the car and you got to carry it 7 years to be able to do that, then probably you should look at maybe a less expensive car.
And if you get any kind of a tax write-off for your vehicle because you are self-employed, use your car for business, then the lease is definitely the better way to take advantage of the tax savings and easier.
I don't like 6-year loans. 7-year loans are just crazy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you're financing a house, basically, if you're going to carry it 7 years.
877-881-1053 is the number. Let's head out to Rockwall and check in with Greg. Good morning. You're on the Saturday morning test drive.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Good morning.
I don't know who takes a job at these, you know, weighing the trucks at the truck stops.
Yeah.
But because I've had my CDL for 31 years. I'm fixing to retire next year.
Congrats.
But you go to any Love's or TA or Pilot, whatever, any of them, they're going to charge you. I'm going to tell you right now, it's not free.
What does it cost on average?
I think it's like $7.50, $8, something like that. But
okay, hey, that's not too bad.
On there because you have to tell them to print you out a deal so you can see what it weighs, and they will charge you.
Okay.
May I ask a question?
Sure.
Is it required that you get your truck weighed during runs if you're carrying certain things, or is it not required ever, or can you explain how that works?
Yeah, well, we have scales at the place that I work at, and our people, before we go on the road, they have them, they scale them and stuff, and it'll put down each axle what it weighs, because you've got certain limits on 80,000 pounds total weight, but each axle, has a different weight, DOT laws.
Oh, okay.
And, we always carry the, when they weigh us, we always carry it with us because we pull into these, they have these truck inspections and weigh you.
Okay.
And that way, because if you're over, you can show them that, and they don't care, they still write you a ticket. you have your scale on where the cat scale,
We're losing.
Oh, we're starting to lose you, Greg.
But it sounds like.
No, we appreciate the info, Greg.
Sure.
All right. Have a good weekend. Adios.
All right, you too.
Well, he called in. He must be a baby boomer.
That's right. Instead of texting. All right. We got to take a quick break. Did you want to say something, Dave?
Well, we've just got a lot of good fan texts coming in. We'll get to those right after the break.
That's right. On the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard, Lane Lewis, and me, Sybil. Our phone number to the studio, 877-881-1053, or send us an AutoFlex Leasing fan text, 43733. As always, you can call AutoFlex. Those numbers are...
either 817 or 972-234-1234. 888-234-1234 out of the area. Autoflex.com, you can see all of our great pre-owned cars. We've got about 220, 230 pre-owned cars right now. Everything from pre-owned 2014s all the way down to 2007, 2008 vehicles. So price-wise, pretty well anything you would want to look at. The other thing is we have 42 or 43 different lenders that we work with. So if you have fabulous credit, you can get rates as under 2% on a pre-owned car. If you've got less than fabulous credit, then we can help you there too. We have the ability to help almost everyone. So give us a call. If your credit is sterling, tell them when you call. If your credit is less than sterling, ask for AutoFlex too, because we have specialists there ready to work with you that'll get you out of the car you're in and into a great car that you can afford.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of, somebody on AutoFlex Leasing Fan Text says, what's the best car under 20,000 that gets 35 to 40 miles per gallon?
Honda Civic. You could get a base model, most likely under 20. And to really save some money, do a pre-owned.
Yeah.
Right? So we could help you with that. We have a really cool program at our offices at AutoFlex, and we have a radar that pings all of our customers, it pings us and tells us who is in a position to trade, who should be able to lower their interest rate, who's coming to the end of their term. But especially the key is it tells us when somebody is able to break out of their car early before the lease term or the loan term is up. And we contact those customers, help them get a better deal, maybe get into a newer vehicle, same money, brand new warranty, brand new tires, all the worries are gone again all of a sudden. Then we'll take in their pre-owned vehicle, update it, do all the things we need to as far as service, if it needs tires, et cetera. And then we can offer them to you. And so if we don't have exactly what you're looking for showing on our website, give us a call because we have it or we can get it.
Well, and the other thing is a lot of people don't factor in that gas savings when they're trading cars. And they're looking for a new car, and they're budgeting, but they're not considering how much they could save if they got a new car that gets a lot better mileage than the car they're driving now.
Yeah, and take the bumper off and everything. No, in the center
don't
console
take the bumper
radio
off. No.
And then your fuel economy will go up.
Exactly.
Just do like Ford and GM.
We also have a computer program that tells us how much you'll save when you trade to that new car. So that's a big consideration. Insurance is the other thing. Mm-hmm. Some cars are a lot less expensive insurance-wise than others. So
due to safety features?
Due to safety features,
come up,
exactly.
And better crash test ratings?
You know, there's an interesting story that was out this last week on safety features and what some of the new safety features are going to eventually do to the automobile repair business, because there's a number of crash avoidance features that are now being offered, certainly on Highline cars. Mercedes has got a ton of them, so that the car steers away from a potential impact. It actually slams the brakes on for you in case you haven't noticed that you need to. It keeps you from going into the other lane. There's all of these things, and they think that in as short as in the next 4 years, that most cars will have a lot of these systems on them.
This is why you should be leasing, so you can keep up.
Well, that's a good point.
You know, it's barely affordable to keep up with all the smartphone technology and the way it's advancing so fast. Everybody wants the new phone every 5 minutes. And you can't afford to do that with a car because they are not a good investment. They depreciate. And that's why leasing is such a great idea, because it keeps you from being exposed to the craziness of the market. You know, the car gets wrecked, values diminished.
Well, and think about this. I mean, you can get a car now, but 4 years from now, you could get a car that has so much more safety equipment mm-hmm. on it. It would make you and your family a lot safer as you drove down the road. Now, here's the thing, though. If you're in the car body repair business, what does that do to you? Because there will be a lot less accidents.
Ooh.
They're talking about, and this is a big number, they're talking about 15% of that business just going away because of the collision avoidance systems being put on cars by 2020.
Well, I'll bring up some politically incorrect topics about that. There will be they don't need to worry. The body shops don't need to worry. First of all, there's going to be, now this one's not a problem, but there's always going to be hail damage. That's not going to change, especially in this area. There will always be people who just don't drive very well. Mm-hmm. They back into stuff because they're distracted while they're doing other stuff. There are people that are going to bump into those poles, so don't worry. And there are going to be people that still text and drive, and no matter what kind of safety features you put on that car, I'm pretty sure they're still going to crash.
So, yeah.
Well, and
there you go.
The other thing, yeah, but the number of crashes will go way, way down.
That's just
they
my
will because they will, the cars won't wreck. They'll stop themselves. It's not going to be cheaper, though. Your insurance isn't going to go down.
No.
Because now the cars will have TV cameras and radar sensors.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have a wreck, all of those will have to
It'll
be replaced.
Tell on you.
It's like airbags. Before airbags, you could fix a fender bender, and it wasn't very expensive. Now, if you have a fender bender, you can throw in an extra grand if the driver's airbag goes off. It's $1,000.
Plus, if the body shop's business goes down by 15%, they're going to increase their prices so they can keep making the same money.
Well, there's probably going to be a lot more parts and a lot less labor involved because of all the little gadgets and doodads that are going to keep you from having a wreck. In case you're unfortunate enough to have one, you'll get to replace all those.
Well, the good part would be there'd be fewer people injured.
There you go.
Or killed, and that would be worth the money.
That's winning right there.
Yes.
877-881-1053 is the number. Hello, Johnny in Dallas. Good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Great.
You're the second phone call today. I'm just loving this.
I'm so excited. Thank you. I just had a question. Is it possible to lease a car with zero down, or does it really depend on your credit?
Yes.
To both. It does depend
on
your credit.
Yeah, you don't have to have great credit, but you have to have pretty decent credit, and you can lease a car with nothing down. That's really easy. We do that every day.
The typical factory programs, my dear, are kind of misleading, and I'm sorry, I love my car dealers out there, but they're not the ones coming up with these ads. It's the factory programs. They're coming up with the ads. But they'll say a certain money out of pocket, but they forget about tax, title, and license. Those ads that they run are always thousands of dollars out of pocket, and you find out when you get to the dealers. That's why the payment is 15 cents. You know, they make these really low payments that draw you in, and then you find out, well, you need to write a check for $8,000. None of us can do that, but we can structure the lease with actually zero out of your pocket if that's what you want to do.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate it, guys. And Sybil, I miss Rage. Thank you very much.
Oh, thanks, Johnny. Miss you, too.
And give us that's my brother's name.
Johnny.
That's what I call him. Everybody else calls him John. He'll never be John to me.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, I have a question. Is there a recall on a 2014 Impala and a 2014 Chevrolet Silverado? I'm thinking about getting either one of them. Would you recommend either one? I would recommend both, and there is a recall on both. But as far as I can tell right now, there's a recall on basically everything out there. So the Chevrolet pickup has a recall on exhaust components that overheat, and the Chevrolet Impala has a recall on the transmission shift linkage, both of which can be fixed, if they aren't already, by your local Chevrolet dealer, and they are done under warranty. It's easy, it's quick, that kind of thing. The 2014 Impala may be the most improved sedan that I've driven ever, ever, ever. It's amazing how great that car is.
I agree.
And how inexpensive it is compared to the other luxury sedans. So if you want a big luxury four-door sedan, fits the whole family, that's quiet, that drives well, Impala is a great choice.
And most likely, if you're going to go with a new one now, whatever recalls were out there, they have repaired the brand new car, surely.
Mm-hmm.
But you can definitely make sure about that. And I would suggest leasing it.
Yes.
Call us at Autoflex, and we'll make sure before you take delivery of the car that any recalls that might have been associated have already been taken care of.
Well, and on the 2014s, we do have several of them as pre-owned cars. You could either lease those cars as a pre-owned car, or you could do a flex buy on those cars, which is a pre-owned lease sort of thing. It's more of a balloon, but it works the same way. Lowers your payment, lets you get into the car for less money.
Great benefits. That's not what you want to do for the tax write-off. You definitely want to do a lease if you need the tax write-off. But if you still want to enjoy the lower payment, we don't do the lease, we can certainly do our flex buy program, and you would be just as happy with all the money you're saving.
Mm-hmm. But to find out what works best for you, just call Autoflex. Let them help you out. 817 or 972-234-1234. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. Tammy's shaking her shoulders. David's doing the shimmy. Lane, why aren't you dancing?
It's too early.
He's so Gen Y. It's
too early to dance. He slept through half the show.
I hope y'all haven't cursed or anything.
Too late for that.
Yeah.
You can give us a call, 877-881-1053, or send us your Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, 43733. And as always, call Autoflex if you're in the market for a new or pre-owned car. Those numbers are...
either 817 or 972-234-1234. 888-234-1234 out of the area. Autoflex.com on the World Wide Web. Now, here's a great thing. It's going to be 174 today. It's going to be slightly cooler than the surface of the sun outside.
Right.
And if you want to get a car and don't want to have to get out in this heat, you can do most of it on the phone with Autoflex. Give them a call and say, look, David said I didn't have to get out in the heat. You guys can handle most of this on the phone. And they will. Now, you'll have to let us come to you to deliver the car, or you'll have to come to Autoflex. But other than that, you can pretty well do everything online and over the phone. So you don't have to get out in this heat. Give us a call.
That's right.
I wanted to mention a couple of other vehicles. I didn't get to expand on that. The best car for under 20 grand that gets 35 to 40 miles per gallon. The best, it's hard to say. I have several that I'm a fan of. And I also like the Toyota Corolla.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you mentioned the Honda Civic earlier.
Yep, the Toyota Corolla is another great value. And, of course, you can go larger than that if you want to go with pre-owned. You can spend about the same, you know, can still get under 20 grand and maybe get a Honda Accord. And the Nissan Versa, which is in this next story that David's going to talk about, it comes with a round view camera parking aid as well. And it's under 20 grand for this little hatchback. So you really shouldn't back into any of those parking posts or run over a bicycle or a human or anything else.
The first time I ever saw that, I was absolutely amazed. And I will admit I'm easily amazed by some things. But here's the thing. You can sit in your car and look at the screen and see 360 degrees around your car. It's like a bird's eye view from above your car.
It's really cool.
So you can see the lines where you're parking. You can see those horrible little 2-foot tall poles that people run into.
Mm-hmm.
You can see your kid's bicycle or tricycle if it's parked behind your car. And you can get that on the Nissan Versa Note, which is a less than a $20,000 car. Great science. Infiniti has it on a lot of their cars. It's just, that's the first car I saw it on was an EX35, I think.
Everybody needs a backup camera, too. That's another thing. You know, if you can get a chance, even if you're not going to trade up into a newer car, you can have a backup camera installed.
And that's going to be mandated in the next couple of years. All cars will have them. And they become terribly inexpensive. Yeah.
And you can also put parking sensors in the bumpers. That might be a little bit less expensive, just so that it at least beeps at you when you start getting close to hitting something.
Which people sort of need when you look at the bumpers out there.
Yep.
But here's the thing. Now they're talking about putting cameras on the inside of the car to watch the driver.
No!
Yes, so they can see if he's not paying attention to the road. In fact, there's several vehicles right now that you can get eye monitor technology on that'll tell the car if you're looking where you're supposed to be looking and warn you if you're not.
What's
some of
the
Lexuses have that.
Is it
gonna? It's going to buzz at you. Yeah.
Who's monitoring
your
it, though?
Your car would make you pull over.
I
your
know.
Car would just say, we're just pulling over. So you haven't looked at the road in 15 minutes.
Who's looking at you when you're driving?
I don't want anybody looking at
me. When you're doing something. Now, what's the weirdest thing you've ever done in your car?
Now, that brings up last week's show. Go
yes,
there.
Yes, it does.
So
it wasn't a pick. It wasn't a pick.
So
for the Jerry Seinfeld fans.
So would you like cameras inside your car? Now, here's a couple of the things. One, it could warn you if you were falling asleep. It could tell, that kind of thing. Maybe you're somewhere else and you can't find your sunglasses or you can't find your cell phone. Did you leave them in your car? You would be able to look in from an internet connection and look at your car and see if you'd left something in your car.
But I mean, you can look everywhere, like under the seats.
Well, they're talking about
That's where they fall.
Yeah, it's true. They're talking about putting four or five cameras on the inside of the car for several reasons. But, I mean, would you like that kind of intrusion in your personal space?
My car would say, are you sure you need that large fries?
I just want, I mean, who would be watching it? Your insurance company or the manufacturer?
Well, and that's really the big question.
How?
No, thank you.
Yeah, who would be watching? I mean, we've got the NSA taps into everything we got now anyway.
Right.
So
that I'm okay with because I don't really do anything wrong, but I just don't want people.
Not really.
I mean, I don't want people judging me.
I don't, yeah.
Like you just said, if I'm going to go eat some fries and then I also want to get bacon cheddar potato wedges, I don't need you looking at me with raised eyebrows.
Put down the bag,
right.
Civil. Okay, so. All right. So here's the other thing, though. It might be good if you wanted, like, if you're in a car that you can't adjust the nav on. If it had a camera there that could see whether it was the passenger trying to adjust the nav, then you wouldn't need that lock out the nav.
No.
Well, may not be a point in it, but it may be coming.
Well, no wonder the Gen X and Gen Yers don't want cars.
Exactly.
Okay, back to the same kind of thing. J.D. Power came out this last week and said in-car voice recognition systems work so poorly that automakers should give up trying to add new features and go back to the basics.
Well,
does your car really understand you?
No,
mine doesn't either.
But mine gets lost in translation with Siri because she jumps in the middle of it, and so then it gets completely
botched. You got to turn one of them off and just use the Siri by herself.
Oh, okay.
You got to because it'll. Then they really get goofed up.
Right.
but Siri doesn't work that well either.
No. She doesn't speak English very well.
I wonder how many languages Siri speaks.
Let's ask her.
Okay.
There you go.
I bet she'll say a lot.
All right. So.
Okay. So right now, a third of all glitches in cars is related to the infotainment system.
Of course it is. They know how to build an engine.
One out of three? And people are fine with that. Now, if the engine did that, if something goofed up, if the lights didn't work right, that would be a huge problem. But people just seem to accept the fact that their car doesn't understand them when they talk to it.
Well, that's because the smartphones paved the way for us.
I've just given up on trying whenever I'm in my car.
Yeah, I don't give it any voice commands anymore.
Mm-mm.
I still do. I use the telephone portion of it especially.
Yeah. Mine understands call back, and that's about it.
But we put up with it, and we accept it because we've had our same issues with our smartphones, and we realize it's the same kind of technology, and we're just okay with that, I suppose.
Exactly.
And if they can't fix it, they can't fix it. I mean, just try taking your car to the Genius Bar.
Exactly.
Those people really aren't geniuses, by the way.
Hey, don't say that. No, they're not. More than I do.
I think if we check their IQs, I don't think they're over 135. No. I don't.
That's funny. Siri, how many languages do you speak?
Uh-oh.
She's shy.
None,
I
apparently.
Rest my case.
I know.
Okay. So we have another Autoflex Leasing fan texter. What do you guys think about the 2014 Ford Fusion? My brother wants to swap his Lancer for a Fusion. I love the Fusion.
Yeah, I think
it's
a great car.
A good try.
She even answered me, I didn't quite get that. Siri
bites. Stupid Siri.
She is stupid. All right. Now what?
Okay, well, now that we've established that our cars don't understand us, I kept looking for a story to finish up with today, and I really couldn't find anything until it just came to me from the internet. It's a beautiful thing. Authorities say that a New York woman who crashed her car into a Long Island firehouse was found to be in possession of marijuana and a stolen snake wrapped around her neck. So this lady in Nassau County drove across the center median, hit a car, then ended up driving through the front of a fire station, striking two fire engines, and when they got her out of the car, she was drunk, and she had a stolen snake around her neck.
That story couldn't be any weirder.
No.
Unless she was naked.
She had stolen... It didn't say that. Mm? She had stolen the snake earlier from a pet store and was evidently fleeing when she lost control of her car and ended up striking two fire engines inside a firehouse.
It'd be interesting to know if there had been, well, it would have been interesting to have cameras inside that car.
Yes.
She was charged with petty larceny, reckless endangerment, and driving while intoxicated. Bail was set at $5,000. Her court-appointed lawyer would not comment on the case.
So well, what's to say? What could you say? He's probably like, I have no words.
Right. My question is, why would she store the snake around her neck? Or did he just slither up there and then that's what caused her to wreck?
It didn't really go into great detail on how the snake got around her neck. Just the fact that she had a stolen snake around her neck when she hit the fire station.
What a weirdo.
People probably said, where'd that come from?
Yeah, of course. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text 43733. Somebody says Siri speaks 9 languages.
I've got them here.
Oh,
if you want them.
Yeah.
Got English, French, German, Japanese, Spanish, Italian, Korean, Mandarin, Cantonese, and in the upcoming update, it will speak Russian.
Ah, no Portuguese.
No Portuguese.
Oh, Siri.
All those people in Brazil, they're lost.
I know. They can't communicate with Siri.
They probably don't pick iPhones for their smartphone.
Maybe not.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, my 2013 Jeep is great. That is a good car. The 15 Jeep that's coming out is going to be an improvement. The 14 was really, really great also.
Another Autoflex Leasing Fan Text at 43733 says, what do you guys think about the 2014 Ford Fiesta SE sedan?
Well, you can get one for under 20 grand.
Woo-woo!
Right?
I haven't driven that car. There's a lot of cars in that same range. If you would like to drive all of them at once, give us a call because we'll line them up side by side. You're going to fit differently in them, and those cars are all going to have different things you like, just like every car's.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. I would, on a regular basis, bring in 3 vehicles for customers. I would say 5 out of 10 times, people were in the market for a midsize sedan in the price range of the Honda Accord, Toyota Camry, Nissan Altima. So I would bring those in, and my little game that I would play with myself, would try to guess what this customer would choose. It was never the same.
Right.
I usually wouldn't guess right for them either, but they never pick the same cars, you know? So it's really a matter of how the car feels to you.
Mm-hmm.
Some people thought the Toyota brakes were a little too soft, and some people like the upgrades that you would get. Nissan Altima was one of the first ones to give you the keyless go and the Bluetooth.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. In one of their more basic model vehicles.
Another Autoflex Leasing Fan Text says, I can't stand my 2013 Corolla. Now I wish I would have gotten an Optima.
Sorry.
So different strokes for different folks.
Yep. It is. They're both good cars. Personally, I would take the Corolla.
Mm-hmm.
But because the resale is going to be better on the Corolla than it is on the Optima.
The Optima's good looking, though.
if you love the car, if you don't love the car, it doesn't really matter. The resale value is still going to be better on the Toyota.
If only there were one place to go where you could test drive both of them and see which one you like better.
That would be Autoflex.
That's right. 817 or 972-234-1234. Give them a call. You can go visit them today. They are open this weekend. You can also go to the website, autoflex.com, and we're here every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. Thank you to Lane for David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard. I'm Sybil Summers. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.